Welcome to another edition of SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. My name is Dave Postal, and we bring you the best unsigned, should-be-signed, and indie artists from around the globe. And today's special edition, in studio, we have the band Fault Lines. Welcome, Fault Lines.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
It is Ashley Morgan, John Flanagan, and Todd, who's so cool. He has cool in his name, Todd McCool. Thank you, Fault Lines, for coming into the studio today.
We're happy to be here. Us. Yeah,
they will be performing for us later in the hour, so stay here on Laurel Canyon Radio. We'll have some great harmony for y'all.
Yeah.
So welcome. The reason why you guys are here on our lovely show is because you have a brand new album. This is your debut album, if I'm not mistaken.
It's our first full-length, yeah.
First full-length album. It's called Bittersweet Revival. And right now you can buy it on faultlinesofficial.com and nowhere else.
Not yet. It'll be Spotify later this summer.
Spotify,
Apple Music,
iTunes,
Amazon, everywhere else.
Everywhere you need to be.
But for now, just the website.
Okay. Well, for our audience, give us a little history of Fault Lines, how you came together. I know you've been around for a little bit, so it's taking you a little bit of time to get that debut album out, but you've been honing your skills.
We've been busy.
You've been busy. So tell us where you started and how you got here.
Well, we met... Gosh, I think John and I met around 2012.
Yeah.
Doing a show at Disney. And I walked up to him one day and I was like, what are you doing with your music? And do you need a guitar player? And eventually he took me up on it and we started doing some gigs. And not long after, we met Miss Ashley Morgan.
That was 2014, I think.
Wow. So two years later. Yeah. And coincidentally, not long after that meeting, I had been hired to put together a band for a little party. And so I called John and I said, hey, let's do this little thing. Who are we going to have sing the female vocals? Maybe Ashley Morgan. So the three of us did a little party together and played. And then I think not long after, we got hired to do another party. And then before long, John said, hey, guys, I've got some tunes I've been sitting on for a bit, and I think this little trio would be great for, you know, helping make those tunes take shape. And then it was like we had things interfering with that. I don't know if we can talk about all those things, but like,
oh, no, talk
we
about
had blurred gosh. Videos and like.
Well, we kind of came together, and then I, right when we kind of started, we actually – before this album, we have two EPs also that are on Spotify and iTunes and everything. I did The Voice season, what season was it?
Eight.
So that kind of put a hold on. We released the EP like right before, and then we took a break to kind of, I did my run on The Voice.
How many chairs did you get?
Two.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. It was, I was Team Pharrell and then Christina made it to the top 32, I think. And then, finished that through, and then we continued everything with Fault Lines after that.
Cool. So tell me about the sound, because some people would say it's very Nashville. Some people would say it's folk. Some people would say it's pop. What do you think?
Our sound kind of comes from a lot of different places. I lived in Nashville for 6 years, so there's a little bit of that in our style. But what we perform outside of the project, or, you know, in the project, but outside of original music is all pop covers. We do almost exclusively pop covers. I think we have like four country tunes up our sleeve, so it's not really a country thing. It's definitely folk, but a lot of people don't remember what folk is anymore in this generation. It kind of is it comes and goes in popular music, and so you try to tell people, I'm in a folk band, and they're like, who's listening
what
to folk these days?
Well, everybody on Laurel Canyon Radio, I would hope.
I hope so, too.
Yes.
I'm a massive folk
fan. The smart people.
Going way back, folk is one of my favorite genres, folk and Americana.
Mm-hmm.
And
so influences. Yeah. Who are the influences? Who influences you?
I would say Americana is a big part of my influence. I'm from Indiana, so like John Cougar Mellencamp was a huge, just like natural influence. We had like, I had basically like two radio stations I listened to back in the day, and that was I take that back, three. One was like kind of a classic rock station, one was a pop station, and then another one was country. And so I don't know, kind of the middle ground for all that is almost like the kind of stuff we're doing here. And it's just, I think that's always been in my bones, that kind of like just striving for harmony and, you know, catchiness and keeping it like a little bit bluesy, but not overtly bluesy, has always kind of been the things that I strive for.
Mm-hmm. I think the cool thing about us is that we all have different influences from just everywhere, and we kind of take it together, and it creates this really cool sound. My influences are like Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, all the big divas and the ballads, and I grew up singing all those songs, so kind of bring that to the table, and John has different influences, so it kind of creates this really awesome sound.
So who's been writing?
Todd and I are the two writers in the band. Ashley prefers to sing.
I do not write. Maybe one day.
This last record, there's a song called Save Us, and that's a co-write between me and Todd. And then the last record, we have songs that Todd wrote, songs that I wrote, but we didn't write together. This is actually our first collaboration,
wow,
as it were.
Fantastic.
On the record. So it's kind of a cool tune, that Save Us. It's unique in that way.
Tell me about one of your favorite songs on the album, Ashley.
One of my favorites is a collaboration that Todd and John wrote together. It's called Save Us. It's a duet. Overall, the album has it's a little bit political. Save Us specifically is kind of about our healthcare system and just the argument between whether healthcare is a right or whether it's a privilege. And so it just kind of deals with that. Like, how can you look any human being in the eye and deny them the right to live? And
right,
just kind of the idea, right, it deals with that. So it just, I love it. It's a great duet.
Well, from the album Bittersweet Revival, here is Save Us from Fault Lines.
Tell me, darling, where you've been. Everywhere, learning how to feel again. I've been trying for so long just to hide away the fear, but the reckoning day is here. On the road, I met a man with fever in his veins, and all the gold in the world couldn't cure his kind of pain away. But some fool on a hill, he just took one look at him, said that man ain't got the right to live. Hold my hand, hold my hand, save us, save us, save us from dream. I see a wave of millions march today with a sign in my hand. Here I add my voice to the refrain, 'cause the more you ignore, a bittersweet revival in us waits protest the lives that greed would take. you'll be forgiven.
You're listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. I'm with Fault Lines, and we're going to hear more about their new album. We're going to hear them sing, and we're also going to hear about their recent tour. Stay tuned on Laurel Canyon Radio.
If sitars, 9-minute guitar solos, and keyboard peregrinations is your cup of java, check out California Jam, Friday nights at midnight Pacific time on LaurelCanyonRadio.com.
We're all connected to the ocean. It may be the waves you drop in on or the memories of family vacations on the beach. Or it may be the sense of contentment when you dig your feet into the warm sand. It's about clean water for me. And if you're like me, you want to ensure that our ocean is protected and safe to surf, swim, and play in and day out. That's why I support Surfrider, and why you should too. We sometimes assume that our oceans are pristine, healthy, and accessible. Sadly, that is far from the truth. Our beaches face real threats from plastic pollution to urban runoff to poorly planned development. What I love about Surfrider is that they are tried and true coastal defenders addressing those threats head on. They are so passionate about our coasts that they will fight for years and even decades for what they love. Join Surfrider today to protect our ocean, waves, and beaches so that we can all enjoy today, tomorrow, and every day after.
Welcome back to SoundCloud Sunday here on Laurel Canyon Radio. My name is Dave Postal, music director. I'm here with the band Fault Lines, and they're going to be performing for us coming up in the next half hour or so. So stick with us. So Fault Lines, you just went on tour. Yes. Tell me about the tour.
Oh, yeah.
We went up to Northern California just last week, was it already?
I think.
One of the places that we played at was Folsom Prison. For the last 4 years, we've had opportunity to play in the prison system for the Arts and Corrections.
Really? Now, how did you get that gig?
My uncle is an artist, and so he actually has been working for the prison system for years in that Arts and Correction. And so he has brought us to Folsom Prison 4 times now, and then we went to a new prison this time. So we go in and we just play for the inmates, and sometimes a lot of them learn how to play guitar. They play for us, and we kind of do some little workshops and stuff.
So what's it like? How close are you to the population? Are they braiding your hair?
Not yet.
We shake hands, and there a lot of them are, you know, right there in front of us, and we talk face to face. I was surprised. I mean, I didn't really know. I don't want to talk about my experience with jail, but I've never really been in a jail like that. So I was surprised at just the, I don't know, these guys are all the well-behaved ones, of course. But I remember the week before we went, there was a thing on the news about, hey, there was a stabbing up at Folsom Prison. I was like, oh my God, that's where we're going.
Oh, wow.
But once we got there and walked in those doors, I mean, it was a totally different vibe than I definitely what I was expecting. And a lot of the guys are really sweet, and it's just, you know, people that, I don't know, I can't tell you, I don't know where exactly they've been or where they're coming from, but I kind of see them as people that have they've just made some bad choices, maybe had some bad influences.
Right.
And it's, you know, there's a lot of guys in there learning to play guitar, and it's really cool. The last time we went last week, there was a little, what do you call that? Ensemble?
Yeah.
A little guitar ensemble.
Yeah.
And they're all playing their individual parts, but it all works together. And I thought that was a great metaphor for, you know, this is how it works in life and society. You know, everyone's got unique gifts that they can give, and there they were doing it. So I don't know. I'm just going off on tangents.
No,
but
really cool.
It's been an amazing experience.
It's amazing to see the difference that music can have for people.
Yeah.
We kind of just go in and we don't know anything. But
so in addition to that, you did do some other shows while you were up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And house parties, and you've got a good fan base up there, I guess, after a few years?
I'm from the Bay Area, so I had my family and everyone and all our friends came out.
Awesome.
We did a house show at my parents'.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun. And more gigs down here?
Yeah.
For the summertime?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got coming up?
A lot at Downtown Disney. We have a residency there.
Very nice.
We'll be in the park as well a couple times.
So if you're listening here at Laurel Canyon Radio and you're local, you can go to Downtown Disney. Well, go to their website. Because if you just go to Downtown Disney, Goofy could be there.
Yep.
not fall by.
Which is an amazing performance, by the way.
We'll also be at Porvu on Melrose on July 3rd.
Cool.
So if this airs by then, everybody should come check us out there.
But yeah, we have our calendar on our website. And then I think, what's it called? Bands in Town.
Bands in Town.
Very good.
So they can follow us there.
Okay, so the new album is called Bittersweet Revival, and there's some great tunes on it. I had the opportunity to go to your album release party, and you did bring the house down,
thank you,
to say the least. We're going to do a couple more, at least one more track from your album, and then we'll have you perform for us, which is great. You brought a whole entourage with you, and I know they want to hear you. Hello, entourage. So tell us a little bit about you're kind of political. I see that, you know, Rain was a very overtly political song.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that you've got something up your sleeve when it comes to having a voice about this.
Yes, we do. John, do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely.
What's up your sleeve? I mean, no sleeves here, but I know you've got something up your sleeve.
We're I wouldn't say so much overtly political as we are overtly humanist. We truly believe in absolutely supporting the equal rights for all people.
Yes.
And as you talked about, Rain is kind of a song that deals with the political system, women's rights and gay rights and immigrant rights. And it's kind of turning into an Alice's restaurant for us. Like it is, it's just like, it's getting longer and longer and longer with every time that we perform it. And every time we get upset about something, we seem to just want to add a verse. And so we have attended just about every rally and every march in Los Angeles, the Women's March and the Science March. And we try to be at as many of them as possible and kind of be in the current of this change that is occurring and this sort of populist movement that's happening in our time. And we want to be a part of it. So the record reflects that and reflects our love for what people are doing now in the face of our current political administration. One of our favorite things that we've been able to do as activists is that we have we've hosted two concerts now that were fundraisers. One was for the ACLU of Southern California and Planned Parenthood of Southern California. And then the second one we did was just for the ACLU, but we've managed to raise over $30,000 for the organizations.
Wow.
And it is where our heart is. It's what we care about these concerts like we care about our albums. We want them to be as big a part of who we are as putting music onto tape.
Wow. That's so we're going to play A Long Way. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Oh.
A Long Way, the record kind of tells a story. It starts with Rain, which is kind of dark, and we're in these crazy times. And then the record kind of tells a story of hope and how people are making and creating change. The premise of A Long Way is a lyric that says, "How do you open a closed mind?" And it kind of is the question that we leave lingering with the record. All of these songs are speaking our hearts, and we're trying to say, this is how we see it. This is the our version of the world. And we hope that with a little bit of love and compassion and empathy that maybe you'll see the world this way as well.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And the first time you played it?
First time we played it was at an ACLU event that they held. And I remember driving there on the way and kind of like relearning my harmony parts in the car because we had just kind of come up with it a couple of days before that. We were like, okay, we have to do this at the event. And then so we did it and it was cool. And then afterwards, Ashley and I were kind of mingling around and this Australian guy comes up to us and says like, hey, great job. You know, it's great. You got to bring, I forget what he said, something about like, you know, power to the music or something like that. And I was like, dude, thanks, man. He was like really cool, good looking dude and like walked away and found out that it was Guy Pearce.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't know that, because then I would have been like, dude, Memento was so great. And blah, blah, blah.
I loved you in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Well, your Australian accent was stunning.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Great. Yeah, yeah. Accent is my big thing. Yeah, it's great.
From the album Bittersweet Revival, Fault Lines, and A Long Way here on Laurel Canyon Radio.
Walking today, little bit of love, little bit of love. I shook the rust off this old tin heart, and I danced in the rain. Little bit of love, little bit of love. I don't know if I'll ever be back. Little bit of love, little bit of love. All I know, there's no future for someone who lives in the past.
Okay, you've been listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. Thanks for listening. Please, if you want to check out anything more about Fault Lines, go to their website or go to our website and check out SoundCloud Sunday on LaurelCanyonRadio.com. The show will be up and running on our website next Monday and in perpetuity. I want to thank Fault Lines for coming in today. We're very excited that you're going to be performing for us, including the first song we will hear, which will be Rain. Todd, Ashley, John, thank you so much for coming to Laurel Canyon Radio, and thank you for keeping harmony alive.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
24/7 independent music show.
It's a huge privilege and responsibility to drive a vehicle. If you're incapable of handling this responsibility without texting, tweeting, posting, or taking selfies, you need to consider alternate transportation. When traveling at highway speeds, you're moving at about 100 feet per second. So by the time you've read or thumbed out a text, you're rolling in 4,000 pounds of unmonitored steel for a great distance. 1.3 million accidents a year involve phone use while driving. That's 1.3 million completely preventable accidents. To have the ability to prevent an accident but to choose otherwise, you'd have to be an arrogant puke. To think that the text you're sending is more important than the lives of others, let alone your own, is unconscionable. If you're that important, hire a chauffeur. Otherwise, doing the right thing is really simple. Put your stupid phone down and drive so you and others arrive alive. Don't text and drive, or your next text could be your last.
Hi, we're Fault Lines, and you're listening to Laurel Canyon Radio.
Every Tuesday, it's Ladies Night at Laurel Canyon Radio. From 6 to 8 p.m., we'll be spinning the best tracks from Bonnie Raitt to Norah Jones and everyone in between. Ladies Night, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, here on Laurel Canyon Radio.
All right, our name is Fault Lines. We're happy to be here in studio with Laurel Canyon Radio. Thanks for having us. Thanks for being here, you guys. We're excited to play some new songs off of our new record, Bittersweet Revival. And I know some of you have heard these already, those of you with copies of the record or who are at our release show. So we hope you enjoy them.
This is not a test, just take it in. You can catch a breath and do your thing. Tell me when you're feeling overwhelmed, I can help. 'Cause I have learned that life is not a race. So even if you're stuck in second place, never lose yourself to get the win. Just take it on the chin. Stop carrying the weight of the world. Carrying the weight of the world. Atlas, my old friend, I found some people want to lend a hand. Carrying the weight of the world. Stop carrying the weight of the world. Make a memory of us all. It's okay to stumble, we all fall. The only thing that matters in the end is getting on your feet again. Stop carrying the weight of the world. Carrying the weight of the world. Want to lend a hand, carrying the weight of the world. Stop carrying the weight of the world. Hold on, never give up, no, never give in, just stay strong. As long as you've got me, you got a friend to lead. I will carry you. Oh, hold on. Never give up, no, never give in. Just stay strong. As long as you've got me, you got a friend to lean on. And I will carry you while you are carrying the weight of the world. Carrying the weight of the world. Atlas, my old friend, I found some people want to lend a hand. Carrying the weight of the world. Stop carrying the weight of the world.
Thank you, guys.
trying to take my rights away. There's a man in a big white house trying to take my rights away. I don't need no master, cause a woman ain't a slave. There's a man in a big white house trying to take my rights away. There's a man sitting on a bench trying to take my ring away. There's a man sitting on a bench trying to take my ring away. But he don't know my strength, cause he ain't never felt my pain. There's a man sitting on a bench trying to take my ring away. Ooh, pain. Take it to the streets, take whatever isn't nailed down. You wanna see the change, you better stop praying. You better stop praying for rain.
There's a man trying to build a wall, he wants to take my friends away. There's a man trying to build a wall, he wants to take my friends away. President or not, you can't put freedom in a cage. There's a man trying to build a wall, he wants to take my friends away.
There's a man on the Senate floor in bed with the NRA. And there's a man speaking for the House in bed with the NRA. He'll trade the blood of children just to finance his campaigns. There's a man in a big white house in bed with the NRA.
Pain. Take it to the streets, take whatever isn't nailed down. You wanna see the change, you better stop praying. You better stop praying. You better stop praying for rain. There's a man in a big white house trying to take your voice away. There's a man in a big white house trying to take your voice away. Do nothing and stay silent
if you think that it's okay.
There's a man in a big white house trying to take your voice away.
All to you tonight for loving me so right. I didn't know what I had, it would hurt so bad. Now wish you could see the way that the house has changed. I put your picture in a frame, yeah, the one you hate, the love that you
supply. Hey! Oh, oh, oh. till the stars align. I'm gonna be run, run, running on your love supply. A heart can't beat without love. It can't take away without giving some. Don't cry, I'll be right back here in no time. It isn't goodbye. I gotta be run, run, running through the night. But you're gonna be run, run, running through my mind. Until we meet again, until the stars align. I'm gonna be run, run, running on your love supply. Hey! I'm gonna be run, run, running on your love supply.
They're like, on the bridge. John's always really good about like just going with it no matter what the chord is. And Ashley will be like, all over her face. You know it's true.
These eyes tell all.
Is there something we can do as a consolation prize?
Yeah, Danny, you have a second. You have a second choice, a backup choice.
The one I didn't really play on, right?
D minor. This one's for Danny. All right, we'll do this one for you.
Fun.
My cool and let 100 people pass me by.
Kept my distance, let no one in. Didn't notice you sneak in my mind.
The head and the hell and everything in between. Struck a spark in the dark and my soul felt the heat. I've waited my turn. Afraid I would burn. That's just the way that it should feel. We may not be right, but just for tonight, give me your flame so I can melt this heart of steel. Melt this heart of steel. Melt this heart of steel. Melt this heart of steel.
Get crazy, swear you hate me. I think maybe we might be in love.
I'm impatient and you can't take it. Could this poison be the cure?
The hell and the hell and everything in between.
Struck a spark in the dark and my soul felt the be right, but just for tonight, give me your flame so I can melt this heart.
You
of
learn, your love needs to burn.
That's just the way that it should feel.
This heart
I made up my
steel.
Mind that just for tonight,
this
give me your flame so I can melt this heart of steel. Oh,
be right, but just for tonight, give me your flame so I can melt this heart of steel.
All our entrances. It was fine. Okay. Well, that one was for you, Danny. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to finish it out with a song that we actually like. We just want you guys to help us out with it, you know. If it's a little room bleed, that'd be cool, right, if they sing along? All right. Ooh.
I can't wait. What song is it?
Oh. We can't mess this one up. We've done this one a million times.
I guess it would be bad if we didn't play that after everybody's wearing the t-shirts. Oh, nice, dude.
Right there.
It's our own little We Are the World. You'll be playing the part of, I was going to say Kenny Rogers, but yeah, that's good too.
You mean there was a version before Justin Bieber?
Oh, no.
I'm totally kidding.
Have you ever seen the Canadian version? There's a Canadian, like, We Are the World.
What?
Yeah. There's a lot of mullets in there. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was before Bieber was born. Before the birth of the Bieber. Yeah.
You're dumb. All right, we're gonna end it. We're gonna end it with this tune that we've been doing the longest off of the record, and one that I know you guys know. So if you guys want to help us sing it, we appreciate that. My soul is searching for the sun,
a mountain to climb,
a river to run.
Pay no attention to the minute hand.
What do we care about the time?
The stars overhead
are never late for the night.
So we go, we go, we go, we go home. So we go, we go, we go, we go home. Keep your head above water and keep your sons and your daughters close. 'Cause love is all we forever, 'cause we are in it together. Oh, love is all we own.
Sing, say,
oh, oh.
Baptized by the storm,
the path we were meant to take
was built and not born. So we go, we go, we go, we go. So we go, we go, we go, we go. Your sons and your daughters close, 'cause love is all we own.
is close, 'cause love is all we own. Hold this moment forever, 'cause we are in it together. Oh, love is all we own.
Here come the O's.
Oh,